We're shifting gear. It's Women's Day. We want to give people their flowers while they're here. And Ruth Maredi, or Musima Maredi, is the second deputy president of the National Union of Public Service and Allied Workers. And she was recently elected at the recent National Congress, making her, here we go again, the only female out of the union's six national office bearers. Her distinguished career began in teaching, continued in nursing, and now involvement in trade unions. She's involved in trade unions, where she's been involved in fighting for the rights of workers for a long time. Ruth joins us on the line. You know, Ruth, I was talking to another woman earlier on who was saying to me, as, you know, we're honoring women this Women's Day, that actually being the only of any organization is scary for her. And, you know, it's not as glorified as everybody makes it out to be. How do you feel as we welcome you on the show today to be the only woman in the union's six national office bearers? Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I feel so honored to tell you the honest fact. In the union that I belong to, NUPSO, that is affiliated to SAFTU, being the only woman in five men in the national office bearer, I feel so honored because I'm being treated like a queen. To be a woman, only the only woman in that union, I feel like a queen. I'm being treated like a queen. I feel so honored. Thank you.
Okay, so I mean, you know, what are the aspirations that you have as a woman unionist in the union that you're representing? Because you say you feel honored to be the only one, and you feel like a queen to be the only one. When you look at your peers who have similar aspirations, what plays through your mind? Do you say, wait it out in the way that I waited it out, or are you in your mind thinking, perhaps maybe at a certain point, you know, we could have more unionists sit on the top six of this organization that are women?
Thank you so much. I will not say to the women to say they should wait. Women should work, should fight for workers, should fight for what they have. Let me start by saying gender inequality is still a challenge today. Let us understand that we must take the critical connection between the gender and social equity. It is time for us as women to take action and lead as women. Let me say again, from increasing women representation in leadership and decision making to redistribute care workers and productive resources, progresses towards a gender equal and sustainable future starts. It is start with taking action today. Women in leadership must be on holding hands together and empowering other women. We must not wait to be taken or to be elected to the leadership. We must start working in the ground.
Yeah.
Where we are working, where we are staying in the churches, in the community gatherings, we must start working today.
Yeah. Ruth, you know, a part of the narrative of Women's Day every year, part of the conversation, I think I've worked every year for Women's Day for probably all of my working life. But every year, whenever I have conversations with women about, you know, the work that they do in various industries, the word challenges always arises. You know, what kind of challenges do you face as a woman unionist, and how are you navigating those challenges?
The first one that the challenge that I face is oppression, especially at work. The second one is the working environment. It's not conducive as women. You'll find that at work you are working with males, and when there are meetings, you'll not feel free to express your feelings, because they will you'll be feeling oppressed from what they are saying. As if when you are say, you want to say something to them, they will not take it because by the virtue that you are a woman, it will not be it will not be taken into consideration. And what we can do is to get a high level of support from the employer, just to mention, is to implement the policies. The policies must not be gender, they must be in minority. It must not face the male only. It must comprise of all gender, be it male or female, that policy. They must be implemented. The work environment must be, the employer must create a positive and working environment so that women feel free to walk, to talk, to do everything at work.
Yeah. So, I mean, quite an illustrious career you've had, Ruth. You started in teaching, you continued in nursing, and, you know, as you are in the trade union now, you've done many varied types of work. If you were to encourage women who are not unionists in those sectors, whether that be teaching or nursing or whatever other sector you may have been in, who don't want to get involved, why would you say to them, participate, get involved, get unionized, get into this space? What encouragement would you give them to get in?
Women must be vocal. Women must say whatever they want to say. Women must say whatever they want to say because they must be heard. Women are being oppressed from a long time ago. This is the time to take action as women. They must be involved. They must not be shy to say whatever they want to say. They must say everything, anytime, anywhere, with whoever.
Yeah. So, I mean, what influence do you... Because, I mean... You carry this woman thing into this top six that you've been elected into, which means you carry the aspirations of every woman in the union, the National Union of Public Service and Allied Workers, on your shoulders, right? So, I mean, what specifically are you taking to the top six that relates to the needs of women that you're going to be steadfast and stand for?
What I'm taking is to empower women. I want the women in NUPSO to be seen everywhere, in every organization, in every meeting. I want women to be seen. I want to stand for women. Be it the woman is working, the woman is not working, the woman is affiliated to any organization, to any federation, I want to talk for those women. I want to empower those women. I want those women to be treated like me. I will repeat this. I'm treated like a queen. I want women at work to feel free, to be there every day. When they wake up in the morning, they must feel to say, I'm going to work. I'm going to work. I want to be seen as a woman. They must be vocal. They must empower each other. They must hold hands to each other to say, let's go out and work. Let's go out and talk for the women. Women are the pillars of everything, be at home, be at work, be in the society, in churches, wherever. Women are the pillars of everything.
So, Ruth, lastly, I'm going to ask, if you were one day, if the constituency were to one day say to you, we want you as president of the union, you know, and you move even a level higher, would you be keen?
Yes, let me tell you something. I'm the second deputy president of NUPSO, which was elected in February in Durban this year. Down the line in 3 months, in May, I was also elected as the second deputy president of South 2.
Wow.
NUPSO is affiliated in South 2. They said to me, the five NOBs, they said to me, we are taking you there. We will support you. You will represent the union. You will represent NUPSO. I said, yes, let me take this baton up. I'll forever be available for whichever position I'll be elected. I will say to Mamina, wherever you want me to go, to Mamina, I'm available.
So what's your message for South African women this Women's Day 2022, Ruth?
Wake up, stand up, talk for yourself. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow will never come. Wake up today, stand up today, talk today, take the baton up to say, women, it is enough. Abuse, the rape, sexual harassment, it is enough.
It is enough. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Ruth, and congratulations on your illustrious career. And keep rising. Go straight to the top, and make sure as you go to the top, because they do say when we rise, we must lift others. So make sure that you lift others as you rise. Thank you, Ruth, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ruth Maredi, second deputy president of the National Union of Public Service and Allied Workers, NUPSO. It's 2 minutes to 5.